Welcome to Butte America's Story. I'm your host, Dick Gibson. Julian L. Tinge was perhaps the greatest female impersonator of the 20th century. Born William Julian Dalton on May 14, 1881, in Newtonville, Massachusetts, he arrived in Butte as a child with his father, a mining engineer, and as a teenager, he began to perform dressed as a woman or girl in Butte saloons. He ultimately took the name of his Butte friend, the son of William Clark's clerk, Charles L. Tinge, who was the first owner of the house at 211 West Quartz Street. He returned to Boston in 1899, and his first appearance on Broadway in New York was in 1904. 2 years later, he gave a command performance for King Edward VII in London, cementing his fame as a female impersonator. In 1913, L. Tinge returned to Butte, touring with his own production of The Fascinating Widow. The one-night performance, December 15, 1913, was at the Broadway Theater, later the Montana Theater, at Broadway and Montana Streets, and today replaced by the Telephone Company building. Seats ran 50 cents to $2, rather a pretty penny even for a live show in those days, when short films cost from 10 cents to 35 cents for admission. By 1918, L. Tinge was one of the best-paid performers in show business, commanding an amazing $3,500 a week. He worked in films with Rudolph Valentino, Milton Berle, and Ruth Gordon. His sexual orientation was never known publicly, though, of course, rumors abounded. One actress who worked with him said that he was as virile as anybody, but writer Dorothy Parker created the term ambisextrous to describe him. The stock market crash of 1929 impacted his wealth, and a decline in the popularity of female impersonation as entertainment reduced him to performing in nightclubs. He died in New York in 1941 at age 59 of a cerebral hemorrhage. Films competing in Butte with L. Tinge's production that December of 1913 included The Wreck and The Thrifty Janitor at the Ansonia Theater, and The Caveman's War, a love tale in the prehistoric days when might was right, at the Orpheum. Live vaudeville at the Empress included Big Jim the Dancing Bear, Burke and Hanson's comedy act, virtuoso Luigi Del Oro, and more, all for a ticket costing less than 35 cents. Today, the former Julian's Bar on Hamilton Street, home of the Venus Rising Coffee Shop, commemorates the memory of Julian L. Tinge. As writer Edwin Dobb has said, like Concord, Gettysburg, and Wounded Knee, Butte is one of the places America came from. Please join us again for more of Butte America's Story.
This program is a production of KBMFLP 102.5 in Butte, Montana, with financial support from the National Endowment for the Humanities, the Friends of the Silver Bow Archives, and the Superfund Advisory and Redevelopment Trust Authority. Original music by Charles Nichols and Eric Grant. Find this and other productions at verdigreeproject.org.